Okay, number 162. When some people in Lakewood are going to jail for Geneva, no one in BMG is saying a word about the tremendous Chil Hashem Barabim, which was enforcement to thousands of people through the media. And why does it seem that the Manhigis are siding with these people who are making the Chil Hashem when they are clearly wrong and Pashtus, not in the category of Erlich Yidden, what happened to Teiras, Emes, and Yashrus? I'm saying it with the inflection that it looks like this person feels. You know, this question is very, very balabatish. I mean, this is a person that his Ike Kanoyas is on Dina Malchusa. That's what it looks like. You know, I've seen many Kanoyim on a lot of Inyonim, but like it's you know, Dina Malchusa is Medina de Gemara, don't get me wrong, but like his Ike Kanoyas seems to be on that. What I would think, I have no reason to believe that anybody did any Geneva. I don't know what he's referring to. In the media has no nemonos whatsoever. I mean, goyim, shoyim, sein yisrael, umesoyim, akum oyvdikichom azolz have no nemonos whatsoever to say that a yid cheated on his taxes or bagavid from hod. I mean, I have no reason to have any nemonos on them whatsoever. I mean, I have no reason to assume that there are people that, even if it's unfortunate to thousands of people through the media, I have no reason to be miming it whatsoever. There's no aid echad kosher among them. There's not one aid about it. If you ask any manager at BMG, they'll tell you that you shouldn't cheat. You should be erlich and dina mahusa dina. But to make a deal about it, there's no nemunas whatsoever. Why should you assume that there was a yid that's erlich that did something wrong? Like based on what? What the newspaper says? Based on what? Do you know that the Reb Chaim Berisky was nifte in the middle of the war, in the First World War, and news was not traveling much then, and his mikorob didn't even know he was nifte. In the newspapers, they wrote that the Grand Reb Berisky was nifte, and Reb Ober and Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, neither of them were in close proximity to the Grach. They heard about it in the newspapers. And neither of them, Reis Kriya, neither of them even gave a hesped, neither of them even thought about it for a minute. They were not geiris whatsoever. But the newspaper has no nemonos. That's, it wasn't chal whatsoever by them. Even though it was true, Reb Chaim Taka was nifter. It just meant absolutely zero. They just went about that day. You're talking about big mekorom to the Grach Mibrisk. You're talking about Rabbi Ober, and you're talking about his son, Rabbi Shalevi. Nothing. It meant absolutely zero. The newspaper had absolutely no nemonos to them, and they just went on life a while later. They heard about it so bad that they did the whole Avelis, B'chol Chaim, B'chol Chumrasim. But they were, what's that? Should anyone trust these goyim, the Yimach Shemam, and these Mechal Yishin Shemam that are just looking to find them? Why should you assume that there's any truth to that? What's that? So we should be making machoyis based on edus from Vu, from Vayin, from Bobo. The very balbatish way of thinking this. I mean, okay, we got to say a question could come in, but only from the Teir. I mean, these are hot, angry balbatim that are looking just to find them. We do not accept edus from a shoyim, a seinim. There is a seinim apostle edus, a roshim apostle edus, and huzik shakarim apostle edus, a shoyim, and umesayim according to most days, akim apostle edus, most days. Although Rashi, I think, Rabbi Yehuda, almost the whole day, goy is kosher, and also only if his bechest is kosher. And these are stuff. Yeah, why should we assume that anybody ever did anything wrong? What's epis? What's epis? You know, that's what I would think. It doesn't have any name on it, you know, what a newspaper says. That's what I would think. You ask me now what I think of the attend. Well, you know, I don't know. It wasn't, you know, this wasn't on those, but like, you know, if you see that state there is the Matzah of Rav was lifted in the attend, I guess you can assume that happened, you know. I guess you can assume. But, you know, the Maizuz is on the fire papers, and it's just assume that nothing happened. Like, what's up? You just went about life as if nothing happened. Like, yeah,
let's say you do business this one, and you see with your own eyes that he's doing crooked things.
Okay, so then about you should give him the chokh, like everything else. You should tell him, you know. But, like, but the Shaila on the Rav Ober is a different Shaila. I mean, when the Prime was mistalik, so you see his tzaddik minuyeh or yisereishim, he told me he wasn't margished. He was like, I don't know, Rav Ober wasn't margished. Reb Chaim was nifter. So Teres is avad, he was magish, but he said loy b'shemayim means the cheskes chayim. That's the end of it. Cheskes chayim is avant, and that was he totally ignored that also. I feel like the art of Baskel. Oy lebris me obeni shol Teres Reb Chaim is avek. Go, shtoy la cheskes chayim is avant. That was it. I mean, this is how the Briskis think. I mean, they pushed out Brisk of Chaim with nothing and just kept going. I mean, but the newspapers was pushed. They had absolutely no numbers and no samples at all. So why is this guy taking it all seriously? The only reason why they would not is because Baal Batin take this stuff so seriously, so it would be Machal the Bnei Teira, it would make a Hoshim like everybody's doing it. What?
The character is not that it wasn't that it wouldn't be
much
even if it was.
I'm saying again, only because Baal Batin know how to land this and just make it, but the Chomer Inyan, they feel it's Chomer also. In other words, they feel that the Inyan is Chomer, in the sense of the Inyan. It's just the problem is that, you have to realize that there is a Mahalach among the Manhigim of the Yeshivas Bechlal that we feel that to say b'kairos on a ben teira in public is like saying b'kairos on your wife in public. They feel that the kavod is so sensitive and so chomer and so edel and so choshev that there's no mokim to do it in front of anybody else. That's how they look at the edelkeit and the erlkeit and the sensitivity of the kavod of b'nei teira. That's how they look at it. So even if they feel the need to give techocha, they're very, very careful, very sensitive where, when, and how to do it. That's another problem for Chloe. That's somehow they misyachas to it, which is something Baal Batim seethe over. They push a seethe over. And the more they seethe over, the more we have to be mischazik in it. This is the emes that the kovra b'leiteira has to be on a gevaldiger amat, and we have to be more and more medactic over it. B'leiteira, the high key of Chloe Yisrael. That's what they are. And the mailer, anything that could clap that up, that don't have the full appreciation of that, it has to be dealt with very, very difficulty. And this was the anhaga of Kemat all the G'day Yisrael. They'd be very, very sensitive to it. They would never bring up in a public forum any tainu or any song that's wrong, but they take it. Let's say there were concerns about different issues. It was always dealt with them behind closed doors and very clinical kind of one-to-one issues. It was never conducted in a public forum, like sent into letters to the editor about these yeshiva guys that are doing this, these yeshiva guys doing that. I mean, like, that reveals a terribly insensitivity and people who just want to bring down the level of meditation. And anytime it happens on a real level, there'll be schmoozing here in BMG by the Rosh Yeshiva to, call them the Saini Hadas, and, there were times that it happened. But this question doesn't even start. This question, it comes because the sinners are Meratzim to Mechachom, so they want to believe everything was stated in the newspaper, so that's what I'm addressing. You get what I'm saying? But there is a strong sinners are Meratzim to Mechachom that we have to be very aware of. You, as a Ben Teira, as a Talmud Chacham, be aware that you are Soni and Meshuket Be'ini the Baramatim. You must protect yourself. You hear what I'm saying? And I'm here to help you protect yourself. Okay.